There was a year, I think it was fiscal year 86, and I can never figure out if that was calendar fiscal.
And they changed somewhere around.
During the Reagan administration, there was one year when there was a zero pay raise, but the year before they got 3.5 and the year after they got 3. So going back to, until that time, that's a long time.
And a long time since, I mean, it's always sort of floated around there, but if this, and it's important to say that this is a proposal, there are a number of steps before this becomes a reality.
Right, but this, you know, normally I would say, you know, cool it, maybe, in this case, I think it's a done deal. The deficit commission had recommended a 3-year pay freeze.
Right.
And this is a lame duck Congress. I think whether it was the lame duck Congress or the one that takes office in January, I think either one of them would have voted for a pay freeze. So the president, this sounds difficult. Somebody once said, are you related to Mary Poppins? Because I'm always looking at the bright side. But it could have been 3 years, folks. You know, it's 2. It stands looking like 2.
And so, but each year it would be in and of itself, right? So they would have to re-vote on it next year.
No. Apparently this would not. Now again, they could come up next year. But I mean, when you think about it, if the economy is no better, I mean, you have people who are losing their pensions. You have jobs that have disappeared, never to return.
Well, you have state and local government employees who are losing their pensions.
I mean, all kinds of things. Yeah. Plus this barrage of publicity, right or wrong, from USA Today, Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, but mainly USA Today about overpaid federal workers in every aspect. And, you know, beyond the Beltway, this is going to play very well in Peoria, as they say. And so, yes, the Congress could do anything at any time, but I don't see next year somebody saying, you know what, we should give those poor federal workers a raise while their constituents are in what is some states, I think unemployment is about 24%.
Yeah. And so what does this mean in this is just civilian employees, right?
Just civilian. The military will get a raise under the president's plan. Does not include postal workers. They bargain for their wages separately, and they're now at an impasse. Does not include federal retirees. They're under a different system. They're linked to inflation. And because we've had low inflation and periods of deflation, the federal retirees did not get a COLA, cost of living adjustment, this year, and they will not get one next year. So everybody's sort of in the same boat, the big goose egg.
Yeah. But military service members.
Military are on track to get it, and the president in his speech made clear that they are going to get it and they should get it. But, you know, very interesting times. We would have expected this from Congress, but I think the president, I'm sure he thought this was the right thing to do, but B, it's very politically expedient to do this and, you know, sort of get the jump on everybody else.
And put this into a little context for us, because this does come, you mentioned the USA Today stories, and it seems like everybody under the sun has written a story about federal pay. It's really been the subject of a lot of discussion this year, and now we're seeing this. It almost feels like, hey, if you're only getting pay frozen, hey, that's actually pretty good given the discussion of how it's been over the last.
Oh, I think so. I mean, again, think of your relatives from out of town. Think of what they think they know about the government, what they think they know about Washington and their situation. And yeah, again, this is a very, very popular move away from here.
And there's a lot of discussion. I've been following the discussion, and we have, I think, 40 comments already on the site. People saying, this means that I'll go in at 8 and leave right at 5, those kinds of things. You've been following feds for a long time. I understand the anger, and I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Goodness knows, journalism, we've felt that kind of pain. This is a business that's been hard hit by this recession. And yet, at some point, you go, okay, hold on. There's a certain degree of there. Thank goodness I have a good job right now.
I'm starting to get that, and I got a call, believe it or not, 30 minutes ago from a woman in Rock Island, Illinois, and she said under NSPS, the pay for performance, she said, I got a 30% raise, and I'm making more than I should. She said, nobody should be making what I'm making, particularly here in Rock Island, Illinois. And she talked about the retired colonels who are all GS-15s. She said her parking lot is full of Lexuses and some other luxury car, and she said it shouldn't be that way. So, yeah, the people are all over the place with this. I think some will take it and say it's our duty, and we're lucky to have jobs. Others, like you are hearing from, are outraged about it, and interesting times for us.
And you've heard, I mean, we've seen the federal unions out there talking about this, most of them pretty much saying, you know, no, this is terrible, not going to do it. I mean, is that almost what they have to do?
Well, they have to do it, and I think, too, I understand this morning, you know, we got the word, the tip-off from the Associated Press.
Right.
That's where I got it. And I called somebody, and they said, yeah, and they mentioned two prominent union leaders who I will not name because I haven't run it down, but they said they spent all morning trying to get through to the White House to talk to somebody in the liaison because they had heard this, and they'd heard it was a three-year freeze, by the way, but they could not get through. So obviously the fix was in, and it was interesting to me that since President Obama has been in office, if you look at the press releases of all of the unions, everything is today applauds, today, I mean, you're looking for adjectives to describe
right.
how, what a noble thing had been done, and they delighted with the appointment of so-and-so. Today, first time I saw the word decried.
Yeah. And yet, in some ways, it helps the unions because they have, this is...
that, well, it's what they're there for. And
right.
in theory, you would think this would help as a recruiting tool. Somebody would say, I need the union. They fought hard for this.
Right.
But, you know, in the past, it has not worked that way very well.
One of the things that it does make, and we've talked about this before, is hiring people and even retaining people who have been feds for a number of years. It seems like this, amongst all the other press, really does make that, in a way, a more complex task.
I talked to Jessica Clement from the Federal Managers Association this morning, and she said that think about these critical jobs in Justice and Homeland Security and TSA and various places where you've got to get the exact right fit for the job,
right.
and they're you saying, here, we want you, we need you, and by the way, you're not going to get a pay raise for 2 years. So that's a problem recruiting tool. But again, as you, to your point, out there in the public, in the real world beyond the Beltway, people who don't have jobs, people who've taken pay cuts, and you and I know dozens of them, literally dozens.
In this business alone.
From 5 to 25%.
Yeah.
People who don't have jobs and whatnot, and they are not going to have a whole lot of sympathy for government workers being forced to take a pay freeze, not
right.
a cut, but a freeze.
One of the other things that runs through the comments on the site are, okay, is this just the first step? Are furloughs next? Are people, are feds being let go? Is that the next step here? If this happens, you know, what's your sense?
I think if the president was going to go along with furloughs, I think he would have announced it today because there were several other significant things in his statement. And the idea, again, talking to somebody, and I said, what do you think about furloughs? And they said, well, not from our member standpoint. Pay raise is awful. You know, it's going to reduce their anticipated pensions for life.
Right.
Because they're based on salary.
Right.
But they said a furlough to the government and to the public is much more disruptive, obviously, because you have rolling blackouts and days when people are not there, and the furloughs are they get your attention, but they may save some money, but they're probably more trouble than they're worse. I would think, my guess is that I'm sure somebody will propose furloughs, but my guess is that this 2-year freeze, if it stands up, and I think it will, is going to take a lot of the sting out of that and a lot of the other proposals. And, you know, because down the line, the Deficit Reduction Commission, they were advocating changing the federal retirement formula from the high 3-year average salary to the high 5, that would make quite a difference.
Yeah.
And a number of other things they were talking about doing, and this may take some of the sting out of it.
And those final, the Deficit Commission has its report apparently on Wednesday.
Right. So. They were going to first have everything done, you know, cut and dry by the 1st, and now they've had a delay. And that delay may have been to give the president time to make this announcement.
Does it spur folks, your sense, does it spur folks to who may have been thinking about retiring, and all of a sudden, okay, so pretty much for at least the next 2 years, this is my top salary. All right, it may be time for me to you know, retire and go off and do something
else. I had lunch today with Judy Park, the retired, longtime legislative director of National Active and Retired
right.
Federal Employees, and she said off the top of her head, the first thing that this is likely to do is people are going to hang on to their job rather than leave because they're angry. They're going to say, you know, the economy is really bad and I've got a job and I'm going to keep it. So the irony of it is it may further reduce retirements, which are already at near record lows.
We're going to be watching this closely, of course. One of the other challenges in here is it does seem like it makes for managers. It makes their life a little bit more difficult, as if a federal manager doesn't have enough things on their plate. All of a sudden, you have to deal with this kind of emotional thing going on in the office.
Well, there are a number of unanswered questions in this. What about within-grade pay raises?
Yeah.
You know, those things that people get every 1 or 2 or 3 years, worth 3%. They're now automatic, virtually automatic, and they happen in addition to a pay raise. what happens to those? Do you get those? I got a couple of emails this morning from people who said, I'm on a career path, that 5, 7, 9 grade thing. Is that going to happen? And the short answer is, A, I don't know. And in some cases, this will probably have an impact. In others, it won't. But there are a lot of unanswered questions out there about the impact of this, because we haven't had to deal with it before.